USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says schools and businesses need to continue to reopen.
I'd like to see the schools open. The country has to open. You know, we did the right thing. We closed it down. We saved millions of lives. Now we're opening it up. And I think the Democrats are actually doing it largely for political reasons. They think the economy won't be as strong because we're doing very well with jobs. You saw we broke the record 2 months in a row with job numbers. I really believe the Democrats are doing this for a political reason. If you close down California, you know, it's a big state. You close down some of these places, it's not going to show. Watch. On November 4th, everything will open up.
Payroll tax cuts won't be in the base bill of the next phase of coronavirus relief legislation, as President Trump is trying to send direct payments to Americans more quickly. That's according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The hurricane season is heating up off the southeast coast. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
A tropical storm watch already in effect for much of the Texas coast is a tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico formed last night and is expected to develop into Tropical Storm Hannah. Whatever happens, southeast Texas can expect 2 to 6 inches of rain or more from Friday afternoon into Saturday. And a tropical storm headed for the Gulf Coast is expected to be the year's first Atlantic hurricane. Tropical Storm Gonzalo could turn into that hurricane today. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is willing to put his son where his administration's policies are, back in school full this fall. The president saying during the White House coronavirus task force briefing that he's comfortable sending Barron and his grandchildren to school amid the coronavirus cases continuing to rise across the United States. The president reiterating, though, it is a state-by-state decision. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
At least 21% of Americans, that's over 60 million people, believe in Bigfoot. Nearly 500,000 people planned a failed attempt to storm Area 51 last summer. The list goes on and on regarding fringe beliefs and conspiracy theories. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Colin Dickey. He's author of a new book titled The Unidentified, Mythical Monsters, Alien Encounters, and Our Obsession with the Unexplained. And we discuss the phenomena behind Bigfoot.
Bigfoot really first got a lot of, you know, traction in the 1940s and 50s, really. That was when, you know, the kind of first sightings were there into the 1960s with the, you know, the famous film that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people know or, you know, can recall where, you know, Bigfoot is sort of mid-stride looking over his shoulder, you know, back at the camera. And, you know, there's this kind of flurry of activity then. And one of the things I think is really interesting is, like, yeah, back then it made a lot of sense for somebody to say, you know, I stumbled into a clearing in the forest. I saw this thing. I could barely get out my camera in time. So all I got was this blurry photo. Whereas nowadays, you know, everybody's got, you know, a great high-definition video camera in their pocket. And, you know, it's a lot harder to say I couldn't capture that thing I saw on video when, you know, anything worth capturing is, you know, it's on social media, it's on video, it's on, you know, you got an iPhone, you can get it on video.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.